he doesn't need to lie, and that is Paul Esposito's sins. Why lie? I sin and fall short of the glory of God. End times players, good or deep, authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, but death will flee from them. My translation, the EMTV, says death will elude them. No dying here. I guess the natural laws here have been upended. You're not going to die. It reminds me of one of my old favorite horror movies as a kid. It was with Lon Chaney in it. It was called The Indestructible Man, where the guy couldn't die no matter what he did. He couldn't die. And now here we see people are going to be unable to die. The normal progressive way of killing oneself here, there is no more Jack Kevorkian. Remember, he was the angel of death. When people felt like dying, they would call this one of these assisted suicide guys, and they would help come and take you out, help you to end your life. Now, apparently here at this time, the natural laws aren't going to apply here. Hey, book, chapter, and verse. Revelation chapter 9, verse 6. In those days, men will seek death, and they will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee. Verse 7, the shape of the locust was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. Wow, what a horrible thing here. See, God doesn't want you to be a part of this. Remember, this is for all of the God haters and unbelievers and atheists, everyone who has rejected God's offer of salvation, everyone who has rejected God's offer and God extending love to you. That's who this is for. Remember, Jesus said hell was created for the devil and his angels, not for you. The Bible says God is long-suffering, intended to scare you. This is supposed to be absolutely repulsive for you. As we read in Proverbs 22, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Imagine living here at this time. This is supposed to be repulsive. You don't want a part of this. Now let's keep rolling here. Onto the sixth trumpet, verse 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the, no, not the Kraken, though it might as well be Kraken. Pick your poison. You might wish it was Kraken, but no, instead of that, we got some more angels here who have been created, prepared for this very time here. Pick your poison, though. All I know is don't hire a boat captain to take you out on the Euphrates River for some speckled trout. Look what's going on now in the Euphrates River. The sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who were bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. So talk about sovereignty of God. Look at who's large and in charge. God didn't respond to all the evil in the world. No, this is just time. Matter of fact, we could say the world is out of time at this point. Because this time is already marked out in advance from eternity past. Listen again to this verse. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, day, month, and year were released to kill a third of all of the people out here on the earth. Once again, we see this phrase here, prepared. Etoimazo. We read that in the Bible, right? Prepare. From a meal to prepare the Passover to John 14, Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. Or John the Baptist, preparing a people for the Lord. To Jonah, God prepared a whale. He prepared a gourd. He prepared a worm. He prepared an east wind. Here we have Almighty God preparing four angels bound up in the Euphrates River. Evil as well, like the first one. So I wonder if this was perhaps punishment for some of the angels who had sinned and followed Satan in his fall. The Apostle Peter wrote, God did not spare the angels who sinned, but he cast them down to hell and delivered them in the chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. Now, maybe this is going to be a part of that. You know, we're going to end it up right here today. We will pick it up here with tomorrow's program. Don't miss tomorrow's program. We'll pick it up again here with these four angels that are tied up and bound way down in the depths of the Euphrates River. Now, the Euphrates River, we know, is right there with Iraq. Iran separates the Middle East from the Far East, from China, North Korea. In our next program, we'll pick it up here, and we see that there's going to be a huge battle here coming up. 200 million man army on the other side of this river here, and that's where we'll pick it up here tomorrow. Thanks for joining us here today. God bless you guys on this Thursday. Join us again. We're going through the book of Revelation verse by verse. We'll pick it up here in our next program here in Chapter 9. You are listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
On the subject of death, Billy Graham believed that most people look at it in one of three ways.
Some say, when I'm dead, I'm dead. I'll take my chances on the hereafter.
That seems a little risky.
The second philosophy about death among some people is, I believe in life after death, but I'm not concerned about crossing that bridge until I get to it.
Problem with that is, you may run out of time. But Billy Graham said there is one more option we have.
I stand with Christ, the Lord of life and death, and rest my case in his hands. Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Nothing in life is more important than your appointment with destiny and your date with death. Are you certain that you are prepared?
Discover how at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 90.